Good morning. This is the girl Jasmine D. Felder, and welcome to the Brand of Jasmine D. podcast, where we discuss the modern day woman, her lifestyle, her career, parenting, dating, relationships, alignment with God, and so much more. First off, I want to say happy 20th episode to me. It has been a great, rewarding, challenging at times, but overall, awesome experience to think about last year this time, this just being a dream, a thought in my mind, to now having given 20 episodes, I must say, is a true rewarding accomplishment for me. In these episodes, I've talked about my personal life experiences. I've talked about my thoughts, my opinions. I've related a lot of content to my spirituality. Of course, I've related a lot of experiences to my career, to past relationships, being a single mom. And it's been a form of therapy for me because a lot of times we hold things inside, we bottle it up, we never speak on it again, and we think that's healing, but actually it's on the contrary. It is putting it away because we've been told that out of sight, out of mind. But what happens when that thing reappears? Healing has not taken place. So you actually find yourself going back into the same habits and doing the same things. So for me, it's been very good. And it's like I said, it's been a great form of therapy to discuss challenges I've had, experiences I've had, and be able to say, wow, I didn't realize how much that affected me. And put in the work to get through that, get past that, and actually heal. Because healing is a process. Healing is a process. No one's healing is the same. A heartbreak for someone could be quicker than the other. Losing a job could affect someone differently than the next person. So we have to realize that healing is different for people. You know, they say time heals all wounds. It's not always about time. It's about what we're doing. Because if you're not putting in the work, then healing could take you years in a particular incident or event. Whereas if you're consistently putting in the work, healing may seem to have happened faster for you. But it's not necessarily that it's faster. It's just you have put in the time to actually heal. So today, as I celebrate 20 episodes, and I think about when I first started this podcast in November of 2022, and now it's April 2023, I'm now reassessing my podcast. I'm reassessing the topics that I want to go over. I'm reassessing how I want this podcast to function because my overall goal is to help people. My overall goal is to help myself. My overall goal is to use my life experiences and my journey and be able to be a voice for people who don't feel that they have a voice. I have said plenty of times that when I was down and out, it was podcast episodes, it was YouTube videos, it was inspirational messages that got me through. It was knowing that I wasn't the only person facing different trials and tribulations that got me through. It was knowing that a person used to be on the same side as me, and now they've crossed over and made it to a great side of stability and sustainability and happiness and joy and balance and great careers and all of that. So for me, this episode is about saying goodbye to my past life, saying goodbye to my past thoughts, my past status, my overall just past life, and transforming into the woman that I truly wholeheartedly believe God desires for me to become and God has for me to become. I think about a butterfly. Before it's a butterfly, it's a caterpillar. And no one ever talks about how beautiful a caterpillar is. No one ever really even discusses the caterpillar. But then at some point, the caterpillar goes into a cocoon and then transforms into this beautiful butterfly. We never talk about the past before it was a butterfly. We don't even talk about the transformation in the cocoon. But when we see that butterfly, we think, oh, wow, that's a beautiful butterfly. And so it's so funny because actually in my class, one of our science lessons is discussing life cycles. And a life cycle is continuous because there's always continuous growth. Even when you get to where you want to be, there's always continuous growth. So for me, this 20th episode represents saying goodbye to my past life and transforming into who I want to become. And even still with that being said, it's a process. Growth is a process. But I don't want to hold myself responsible for my past mistakes. I don't want to hold myself responsible anymore for things that went on 1 year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, because I've emerged and I've grown from that person. And I believe one of my past episodes, it was called I Still Haven't Forgave Myself. And it was based off of one of T.I.'s song that said, you know, I still ain't forgave myself. And we don't do that. We hold ourselves in bondage and we hold ourselves so tight and we hold ourselves responsible for things that we've done years ago. And that holds us stagnant. It keeps us from growing. And I don't want to do that anymore. I want to transform into an amazing woman, an amazing mother, a one day amazing wife, an amazing businesswoman. Whatever relationships have died, they have just died. It's no bad blood. It's nothing. But it's time to move on. No longer questioning why did this not work. Trusting that God has removed the people from my life who needs to be removed from my life, and trusting God to sustain the people in my life who need to be in my life, and trusting God to add the people to my life who need to be in my life. I don't want to settle for anything. And not just talking about relationships. I don't want to settle for friendships. I don't want to settle for a basic average life. I don't want to settle for mediocre. I don't want to settle for what I've just been told that I can have. The sky is not the limit. It goes beyond the sky. So it's about transforming your mindset. And I'll go back and forth between first person and probably third person, because as I'm talking to you, I'm talking to me. And as I'm talking to me, I'm talking to you guys. But it's about erasing everything that you've been taught, because while I believe our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents and beyond, they always had great ambitions and they always meant well, but I feel that we've been taught a little bit in life to settle. We've been taught a little bit in life to accept the American dream, so to speak, or what we've been told that we should have. You know, I remember a time that I thought making $50,000 a year was amazing. I remember one time when I thought having a 9-to-5 was the only thing. I remember one time when I thought that, you know, just coming home and cooking and going to sleep, that was it. 5 years ago, I'd have never thought that I'd be running a business. 5 years ago, I never would have thought that I would have written 2 books. 10 years ago, I never thought I would be teaching and be so great at it. I love education, but even having degrees is not just the only route. And even with having a degree, there's still so much that you can do beyond that. I want us to stop settling. I want us to stop just going for mediocre. I want us to know that there's more beyond what our parents and our grandparents and ancestors did. We're supposed to reach the extra mile further than them. We have so much inside of us and we have so much access to things, but I believe we're so scared to transform because being complacency is a scary thing because I know this. I know what to expect when I go to my 9-to-5. I know what to expect. I know what that check is going to be every 2 weeks, every week, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever the case may be. I know what to expect on this level. But branching out and doing something else is scary because what if I fail? Okay, so what? What if you fail? Most people do fail the first time. But the thing about failure is it teaches you something. It teaches you what to not do the next time. Doing this podcast has allowed me to have a voice. And sometimes when you're speaking in front of other people or you're speaking to other people, you're creating content that other people can listen to. Sometimes you're scared to open the door all the way. Because if I share too much, that allows people to have too much access to tell me I'm right or tell me I'm wrong or to agree with me or to give their opinion. But if I leave the door too closed, then why am I doing this? Because I'm not allowing access. But one thing we have to remember is there's never going to be a perfect way. You're never going to get 100% of people to agree with you. So you might as well live and walk in your true authentic self because either they're going to like you or they're not. And that's just 100% factual. They're going to like you or they won't. The people that are meant to drift to you, the people who you're meant to affect and meant to positively affect, they will come to you. They will love you in your true authentic self. They'll love your voice, your tone. They'll love your looks. They'll love your jokes. They'll love how you introduce yourself. They'll love your conversation. They'll love your experiences because you're meant to positively affect them. The people that you're not meant to affect, it doesn't matter. Transformation is as much physical as it is mental. It's as much mental as it is physical. It's as much emotional as it is spiritual, and vice versa. You have to do the totality of change. You have to totally change. People will one day look at you, especially people who don't see you on an everyday basis, and they'll say, oh my goodness, like, you've changed. And sometimes people get offended at that. You know, for me, change is impeccable. Change is like, okay, great. Thank you so much. Because if I stay the same and I stay stagnant, that's not good for me as well. So in this next chapter, it's about transformation. And I know the one thing about transformation is you have to be okay with the fact that your path is going to change from a lot of people that you're connected to. You know, and I'm just using an example. You may have some people who love the fact that you were in the club every weekend, but your transformation requires that to be less or non-existent. They're going to say you change, but hopefully you change for the better. You're going to have some people who are going to say you change because you don't want to sit on the phone and talk all day. But you don't have time to sit on the phone and talk all day when you're trying to work and researching and you're trying to level up in your business. Transformation is one of those things that will cost you certain relationships. But like I said previously, I have started this prayer and it's something that I'm saying with confidence and on the back end. So one of the things that when I'm praying, I'm like, God, remove the people from my life who don't need to be in my life. Sustain the people, keep the people in my life who need to be in my life and add the people to my life who need to be in my life. And all of that, Lord, help me be okay with all of those changes Because as I said, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you'll lose people who were so very close to you. And nothing bad needs to happen. It's just your past changed. And that's okay. So you have to be okay with saying goodbye to your past life with transformation. Because you can't straddle the fence. You cannot straddle the fence. You can't jump over here and then jump back over there, because that's not true transformation. So you have to be okay with letting go of some of those old things, because there's a new life that awaits you that's so much better. And you owe it to no one to apologize for wanting better. So as I go on this journey, I'm thinking about all of the great things that I want to do. And I'm a true believer that if you see it, it's meant to happen. That's a vision. If you see it, it's meant to happen. But you have to be able to do the work. You have to be willing to put in the late hours and stay up late. One of the things with this podcast that I had to really help myself focus on was I knew that I would have to take a hiatus, because like I've told you all previously, we have to know how to give ourselves rest. Yes, we have to work hard. We have to really grind. We have to hustle. But you have to know there's a time to rest, and you have to know when to take that rest so you don't burn yourself out. And with me delivering a podcast, I have to make sure that I'm delivering quality to you all. Making sure that I'm not just getting up here, just letting words spew from my mouth, but making sure that I'm delivering quality content to you all, relatable content, something that's going to positively affect you. And again, every episode may not be 100% relatable to you every time, but it still should be something that you can kind of like, okay, cool. Yeah, I get where she's coming from. Maybe I haven't experienced unemployment yet. Maybe I haven't experienced being a single mom, you know, but in something I'm saying, it should be relatable to you. If I focus so much on the quantity of episodes, then I may miss the mark. So it's important for me to say, you know, I'm not going to just keep going to increase episodes, but to take a rest, put it on pause, and come back with more experiences, better content, more conversations, because I've said from the beginning that this podcast is tailored to the modern day woman. Tailored means that my conversations typically come from what I've experienced. And I'm a woman, I'm a single mom, I'm an educator. But also a man could listen to this episode and he's a single dad. I mean, so it's tailored for the modern day woman, but it should be something or relatable for anyone who listens. And so I want to make sure that through this transformation, I take a time to pause and rejuvenate and rest my mind, so that when I come back, it can be bigger and better. And that's what I always want to do. And I want to continue to do this, because like I said, someone helped me. And I feel like it's important for me to help someone else. So I want you to understand, even if you're not in a transformation journey now, you will one day arrive at a point in time in your life where it's time to level up, and you're going to have to transform. And transformation, again, is as much mental as it is physical, as it is emotional, as it is spiritual. You're going to have to make sure that you're surrounded with like-minded people. You're going to have or create a village that is on the same path as you. And I don't want to be. And in the past, I felt like I kind of was always a top contender at tables that I sat at. And that's not a good thing. You always want to be around people who inspire you to grow. Someone knows something that maybe you don't know. They have a strength in an area that you don't have. They have areas of opportunities where you don't have. You should be around people who encourage you, who inspire you, who help you, just like you can help them. If you're the smartest person in the room, no one is bringing value to you. You're bringing value to everyone else. And the problem with that is that one day soon, your cup will become empty. And it's a horrible thing when your cup becomes empty because you have nothing else to give. So transform. Become the best version of yourself. Be who God has made you to be. Don't let anyone derail your growth. Don't let anyone stop your growth. Don't let anyone stunt your growth. Don't let anyone make you feel like you have to dim your light, because we're all meant to shine bright. We're all meant to be amazing versions and the best version of ourselves. But we have to make sure we do the work. We have to make sure we do the internal work just as much as we do the physical work. And we have to make sure we're taking care of our mind. So that's praying, that's meditating, that's going to therapy. That's doing whatever you can to positively sharpen who you are. So this is my 20th episode. And again, I thank you all so much for listening. I don't care if you've listened to one episode, if you've listened to all 20 or a few. I just thank you so much for your support. As you know, or should know, this podcast is available on Apple Music. It's available on Spotify, iHeartRadio Podcast. It's available on Amazon Music and many other podcast platforms. I ask that you share this with a friend because you never know how beneficial it can be with them. You can follow me on Instagram at The Brand of Jasmine D. You can follow me on TikTok at The Brand of Jasmine D. I am going on a small or short hiatus. I can't tell you how long because I don't know how long, but I want to take a second to get my mind back together. I want to take a second to speak on some different experiences. There's so much that I want to do with this podcast. I want this podcast to grow. I want this podcast to be where, you know, I can have guest speakers, where I could have different episodes where I actually record so you can actually see me face to face. Definitely going to be uploading these episodes to YouTube. So if you have not, definitely follow my YouTube channel at The Brand of Jasmine D. I truly want this to grow. I truly want this to be a voice for the people. I want this to be a voice for women. I want this to be something where single moms can relate, educators can relate, Black women, women, whatever. There's so many hats that I wear, and I know many of those hats fit many of you all. So I thank you all so much for your support. And like I said, I think it's going to be a small break. I can't say how long, but it's definitely going to give me the time to rejuvenate and come back with new experiences and be able to share more with you all. But I thank you so much for your support. This is season one of the Brand of Jasmine D podcast. When I come back, it'll be season two. And I know I have so many other things for you, but definitely make sure you transform. Forgive yourself of your past life. Forgive yourself of your past mistakes. Walk in who you are and be confident. Transform and become the best version of yourself. And if you are around anyone who jokingly is always talking down on you, who wants you to dim your light, or you feel like you can never really be the highest version of yourself, you might need to reassess that situation. Because we are meant to grow. We are meant to go beyond the sky. We're meant to go beyond the moon. Be the sun. Be the brightest star, the brightest person that you're meant to be. And always remember, above everything else, to align yourself with God and His will. Because if you are walking in His will, you are doing exactly what you were supposed to do. So thank you all so much again for supporting the Brand of Jasmine D podcast. Thank you all so much for listening and your support. This is your girl, Jasmine D. Felder. And again, this is the Brand of Jasmine D podcast. And right now I'm signing out, but I'll definitely be back.